will say hoiso, and what happened? The yeast fermented. Now, when you ferment an yeast, there is no limit to the fermentation of the yeast. Certain yeasts are fermented to a certain extent. Certain yeasts are more fermented. If you put in, let's say, one package of yeast in an yeast, so you'll affect a certain degree of fermentation. If you put in two packages of yeast in an yeast, it'll be fermented more. So in other words, Rabbanon agree with Rav Shimon that the halacha observe is a geirem muter applies even to a case where the geirem of isa by itself is capable of doing the job. Not afke to the case where the geirem of isa by itself is inking. Even to a case where the geirem of isa by itself is capable of doing the job, as long as the geirem of eta by itself is capable of doing the job. So in case of cheese, the Rabbanon will be made with Rav Shimon that if you curdle cheese with two kind of rennets, nevela rennet and synthetic rennet, even though the nevela rennet by itself is capable of curdling the cheese, so it will be mutar because in curdling cheese, so it doesn't make any difference how much of a stabilizer you use. There is a certain quantity that is needed, but then once you put in that quantity of a rennet, so it doesn't make any difference whether you put in 10 times as much. You won't accomplish anything. Masha'in came when you put yeast in the dough. So it's true that the yeast might ferment as a result of a small package of yeast. But if you put in more yeast, it will ferment more. So there is a tasis chimutz. So Reb Shimon holds that there is a geirem mutar in spite of the fact that the geirem of yisar, what about a tasis chimutz? And Rabbanan say no. In this case, we cannot apply the principle of Yisrael is a Gerem Mutar, because here the Gerem of Yisrael brought about a Tesis Chimut. If he had put in only the Seir Shel Chumu, then the Yisrael would ferment, but not so much. The dough wouldn't have risen that high, it would have risen this high, not that high. So in other words, so maybe the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon said, we cannot apply the principle of Zeviz Agera Mutar. Masha'ikin legabi cheese. So even the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon would agree with Rav Shimon. That's why Teisa says, V'Rav Shimon Matia, V'Ashteha V'Rav Shimon Kirabot. I mean, this is one of the longest Nikachidushim of the Chazon Ish. I mean, usually the Chazon Ish doesn't mention Nikachidushim. But here, he mentions in very big Chidesh, and it's very, very mistaber, I mean, this pshat and tesis. So that's the shita of tesis in Zohar. But the shita of tesis not in Zohar is to the contrary. So in other words, what the Shach is saying is in line with tesis shita in Abizor Adav Mintes, and in line with tesis shita in Abizor Adav Samaches, but it's contrary to the Rajbo shita in tesis in Pesach in Dachor Shach. Now, let's see that. Abu Moyoshon Damki Maimit. Heter habe sehr diese Gebe und Mutter in die Samach gewesen. Nire die Tafke kishin Isa yoch la amin bevade ilu ya etzis. Ho la bo chos. Ve hoche muchach lehet ilu mor dechai shom shekosa shom rayo et nche mide de habe gabi seye. Pirik basa la vizik hobi. So you have to remember that this shach is in line with teise shite na vizore daf mtese and teise shite na vizore daf samach. Not in line with the Rashbos shite im psochim daf chomzai. Now the Miri in Abnizor, I mentioned two sheets. Taste the Rashbo Shite of Psochim Daf Chof Zayin, and taste the Shite in Abnizor, Daf Muntes and Samaches. I think it's the Miri in Abnizor, Daf Kufil Beis. I mean, if all the Miris are the same. So, Daf Kufil Beis. So, Yeish Chechechim Lahatir, Yeish Chechechim Lesen. So, I mean, the two days. In the Shach, is like Teis v'shite in Avrizore, not like Teis v'shite in Pesach in Afrom Zayin. V'och emuch achlem v'limod chay shom shikos afshom chayel v'izeh, v'dam v'chamisir v'chazal v'chomim, shir shom tchum shom chuch, v'bodek v'lach v'zik v'achmit, that's the machleket between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon, v'chiu tzuli iso osa, Rav Shimon matir. So chachomim, Rav Shimon say, osa. Abul umim v'isar v'adik v'achmit, v'mo shiesen ahet, v'l kula umimut. Atkal shini, v'chim kosu Teis v'ez, v'amizik chomim, v'afsam v'ches. He doesn't mention the Shach. The Shach doesn't mention Tesis Mishoch and Dachos. I know that the Shach didn't know the Shach was a big bucket. But he didn't want to mention because he's machria, like this shita in Avrizore, Tafantes and Samaches, so he doesn't want to mention Teis Veshite Zochim Achozai, in order that someone who is in action shouldn't, you know, immediately decide like Teis Veshite Zochim Achozai. The Chilkos of Teis Veshite Daf Samaches. Miu Yish Lechalik. Now, the Shach says something. Miu Yish Lechalik. The Lechach Mijane. The Habe Bneisim Tam Mamish. Uchevise Bishas Bneisim Tam Mamish. Abo Pshad Ibrahamot Echai Vimashilino Lechalikach. ואוי דינקי לא יהיה צורך לסייל, אבל מין בייסה לבד כבר להחליץ, אם לא ישייסיין לו ההתר בכל העון מותר, דורך לא אבו לכם מותר, בצורך עם מיני. So then he says, מי יש לך? נבואץ, so maybe it's no right. נבואץ, maybe the tasteless, he says, maybe the tasteless, אבל מין בייסה לבד כבר להחליץ, אם לא ישייסיין לו ההתר, וכל העון מותר. Now let's see the tasteless. So the Shach, when he says that it's possible to distinguish Zev is a Geren in regard to Hamode and Zev is a Geren in regard to Tam. In other words, that maybe when Teisa says in Abizor and Mordechai, when they say that Zev is a Geren is Oseh, when the Geren of Isa by itself is capable of doing the job, that's only in regard to Tam. But in regard to Hamodena, I mean, there are two halachas. One halacha is the halacha of Tam Kike. Another halacha is the halacha of Dovra Maimi, Afilu Be'elef Libot. So, the Shach says, maybe he takes this in Abizore when he says in the Mordechai that when the Gerem Ofisa is capable by itself of doing the job, so then there is a Gerem Ofisa, so it's only vis-a-vis Tam. But vis-a-vis Dovra Maimi, then it doesn't make any difference. Why should there be a difference? Why should there be? Now, if we say that Tam is Osea, the Tam is Osea, because simply on the basis that Tam is considered like Nikel Isea, so Memele, so it's very mistaken to assume that in the case where the tam is affected by the gerem of iser, and the same tam is affected also by the gerem of eter, but since the halacha of tam ki iker is based upon the svore that tam ki iker means it's iker iser, so that means if the gerem of iser gives a certain tam, so it's iker iser. However, if we say that tam ki iker is not a simple application of the halacha of Nikar Isa, but Tam Ki Iker is a new halacha. And so either it's a, it only involves only Nisar Eses, Rabbi Yisrael Molaynish says, or as Rabbi Chaim says in the Rambam, so when new halacha does take effect, by Kazayim Le'achilas Pras, so then it precludes Bito. So Mimele, there is no, but it's not Nikar Isa. So why should there be a distinction in so far as the halacha of Zev Zegerem Muter is concerned between Zev Zegerem Ligabei Dovra Maimi and Zev Zegerem Ligabei Tam. Alright, so he says, Miu Yish Lechalim Lederach Mijanei, da misst da mamesh dies bi shas da rosh aber psad la amod khay mashkin ve khay mitakh so de pashte so de amod khay is that he holds not that where the gear will be said by itself is capable of doing the job so then it is also because on that point is a machlekit between the rabbonon and the rabbonon and we pass for the rabbonon and two we pass for the rabbonon like the chachomim of Ablezer as well but the chachomim of Ablezer has reference to a different case where the gear will be said by itself is incapable of doing the job Weil in Kilo ihr Zeug was heim haben, bis am Badik lach, mit uns hier hätte, und kommen mit, doch ein Lava kommt mit, wie zu euch hier und die Leid, weil kann man sie nicht gucken, das ist, all right now. So, the next year, so, we try to go over, Simen Piches, and Simen Pites, and this is not difficult to know, you see. Simen Tzadik is difficult, Chav, but Simen Piches and Simen Pites is not difficult, but you have to go over the Gemara there, in Chum, the Mishneh that Kuf Dalet on the base, that Kuf Dalet on the base, up to the Sugye in Kufay on Dalet of Mayim Rishin and Mayim Achen. I mean, so that is a little more than one on it. And then a small piece of Gemara. A small piece of Gemara, the Mishneh that Kuf Zayin on the base, Tzero Adam Voso Odino Mifbach HaSachas, who will watch you in the evening service. And then this, so, next year, so, we try to go over Simen Piches and Simen Pites. So that is the expression of the Mishneh in Chum that Kuf Zayin on the base. Ho'eif Eich Eila Adwino, Ala Shulchon, Vein in Echa, נראה בשמה, בסירו עם אלוהים ובאוניך. אומר רבי יסי, זו מיקולי בשמה עם החומרי בסירו. So Gemara says that Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi did the same thing. So it's Mikuli Bishama and Mikuli Bisilel, and we pass on like Bisilel that even Eiv is not now on Hashulchon, is not even on Hashulchon, together with Gvinu. Even though Sarim v'cholo is only min Rabbanon. So the Chachonim was still asked. Now, this is one Mishnah. Then we had the Mishnah before, the first Mishnah, that Kuf Gimel on the base. Kol ha-boso oso v'vashol v'cholo chutz m'psadogim v'chagovim. V'oso v'halis imagvino l'ashulchon. Chutz m'psadogim v'chagovim. So the Gemara explains it. Why is oso v'halis imagvino l'ashulchon chutz m'psadogim v'chagovim? Gemara first wanted to say that this Mishnah holds that Psarim v'cholov is the Reis, because if Psarim v'cholov is the Rabbonon, so it would be exeret. So the Gemara he would exeret. Even Achille, but I'm the exeret loyot Achille. How do we know that we're not exeret? Because in connection with Chalas Chutz Loretz, so the Aloche is that Nechalas imazor al Ashulchon. When he tells the whole kid she hears it. So we see we're not getting Zera, that Izar should not put the challah, that is also Izar. That Izar should not put his own bread together with the challah, that is also Izar. Why? Because since even if the Izar will eat challah schutz lor, it's only the Iver is a Rabbanon. So we don't have to be getting Zera loy, or the Achille, where Achille itself is only also Rabbanon. So the Gemara says there is this difference because over there, so it can only conduce if he will be male, chalas chutz loretz, together with regular pas. So then it can only conduce achilles chalas chutz loretz, which is also in the Rabbon. So we don't have to gaze here. Masha'im can hear if we allow him to be male ala shulchon. Psarif, with gvino, so maybe it can conduce achile of psar beheiro b'gvino of b'choloftu. So in other words, gzeiro. Shemo yale bilfes rish. If we allow him to be mala lashukhon psarei b'gvino, so he might be led into bringing on the table a psar beheiro bilfes rish of cholof, and that will involve an israelite. All right, this is the Gemara. Now let's see the Torah. Simen Pei Zayin, Pichez. Kol aposo she oso lo ochlom b'cholov, afim psachayo b'eiv, oso la'alis yel ha'shulchon she'ichlo lo b'vinitz, shelo yobi lo ochlom yachat. אבל בשולחון שסדר עולו בתו שיר מותר ליטה עם זה בצד זה ויושר עושר עליסם על השולחון דווקא בשני אודום המכיר עם זה זה ויוז עושר אפילו אם מקפיד עם זה על זה אפילו אבל החסנועים שמכיר עם זה זה מותר ואפילו המכיר עם מוסו שם הקר כי אם שכולך עוד איכל על מפה של אי או אפילו איכל על מפה אחס So what does the Torah tell us? He says that it's osea to eat al shulchan echot, to put al shulchan echot, two individuals. So we're not allowed to eat, one will eat bosor and one will eat cholo. If they know each other, but if they don't know each other, so then it's mut. So then it's mut. And even if they know each other, so it's only osea to eat. One should eat bosor, the other one cholov, only if there is no hekia. But if they put something as a hekia, it doesn't make it any difference what the hekia is. As long as the hekia is something that is not itself used as an echel. If it is something that is itself used for an echel, it's no hekia. But if it is not used as an echel, so it can serve as an hekia. In other words, you can put any kale. You can put any kelim, not let's say salt shaker, because that is something that is used in connection with the achil of bosor and in the achil of cholov. But something that is not used in connection with achil can be used as a hekel. And then now, v'yeshemim she'im yesh lem mitzvah achas, if they have one account, she'im lem heter al the hekel she'is minim. Now, where is that? That's a gemara. That's the Gemara, and I'm going to ask you to go over certain portions of Gemara. Now, this is the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin on the base. Tzere Odom, Boso Uvino, Bimitach Asachas, Uvruvatsu, Yumeidim Zebaze. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Imei Yoshnei Achsinoi, Eichlin, two guests, Eichlin Al Shulchan Echot. In other words, two guests, and they happen to be at one inn. So, they don't know each other, they're not friendly. So they are allowed, because since they're not friendly with each other, so there is no choshe, lest one will take from the other, because we're not there. So, v'chinigeya zeh v'zeh mayhave, tzini v'tzini nu v'mar bayi ledik li b'liboy adochem li b'liboy. So that's why, if it's nigeya yitzos, v'pshim gam li alebe, shnei achsino yimich me'al shumnech, omar avchonem barami, omar shumel, lo yishonu ele shei makirim zeh zeh, אבל מכירים זה, זה עושה. תאינה מאוחה, in other words, it means שני אחסנויים to guess who happen to be in one inn, or in a restaurant. So maybe they don't know each other. But if they know each other, so the fact that they happen to be to guess, so that's of no significance. So maybe there's a chosha, maybe one will eat from the other, they'll eat because of the whole. So, our kill there is a tiny more. If she can be in there, please ask the noy, she is how we put the kechot, zebom natsof, zebom nado, zebom bichtose, zebom bichtose, echnal shore, zebos of the grino, vinchish, the rios oil of the tvisachas. Now, what's the pshat here? I have a click as a shape. What does it mean, tvisachas? So, the regular pshat of tvisachas means tvisachas, one bundle. Chach echot, as Rashi says. Tvisachas al tenaitoch. So why only on one shulchan? If it's even without the shulchan, let's say they have in one bundle, they have basar and cholov, so they're not allowed to eat even without putting that bundle, on one shulchan. Here we are makpid. The price is makpid on the fact that they eat it on one shulchan. But if it would not be on one shulchan, so it couldn't mean one bundle. Elo kein tvisachas. In other words, it doesn't have to be one bundle. Even if it's not one bundle, but if it is like one bundle, in other words, friends who are very close to each other sometimes might eat from one bundle, but two strangers who have nothing to do with each other will never eat from one bundle. So what does it mean? Elo kein tvisachas. It means when they are machines, they say, when they are friends. Omer le Rabbi Yehuda bar Shalmei el Abaye, shnei achim u'makpidin zeh al zeh ma'u. Suppose they are two brothers, but they are makpid on each other. In other words, that one should not eat from the food of the other. So how is it? Is it muter or oser? Because we say the only reason is why, if they are friends. So it's oser because of the choshim, maybe one will eat from the other. But suppose they are very close, they are brothers, but they happen to be makpid on each other. Some may learn, maybe it should be muter. So amalei yemru kolasriki nasui usriki baisus mitol. After all, you can't do that. You can't let each one decide on the merits of the situation, because after all, usually when two brothers, so they're not makpid. So, but here we have an unusual situation. They are two brothers and still they are makpid. But no one will know that. So mainly if people see two brothers, so they eat basar and cholov on the same table, so that will bring about a mikshu. And everybody will start, even the biggest friends will start to eat basar and cholov. So because of that, it's one problem. Utamecho hod roma. Kavase Omar Rabbi Yechiel Kol Mishim Lechol Kechol Mutal Chavzi Chilishamayit. So Yemru Kol Asri Ken Asur Es Kebay Sutori Also Omar Rabbi Yechiel Yisur Mechiachol. So people will know, they won't make a mistake. Mashein Ken here, if we allow two brothers to eat Bose Bosa Bose Cholo, people will make a mistake. So it'll be a mixture. So Mele here we say Loitu. So in other words, so what does it mean? It means that the general rule is, if they don't know each other, so then they're allowed to eat. Zeh posav zeh cholov on one table. If they know each other, even though it happens that there is a very bad relationship between them, it doesn't matter. But let's say if they are two brothers, even though they are makpid on each other, so it's awesome. Now, so Rashi explains, Kein tvisa achas, that means na elo bitvisa achas bikrach techot. So what does it mean? So the Gemara says elo kein tvisa achas. What does kein tvisa achas mean? Rashi doesn't say. But he says mensh stup shoti. What does it mean? Kein tvisa achas. What does it mean? V'yishdobo mafsik lo yhave kein tvisa achas. In other words, only when there is no mafsik. Here is a sandwich of basar, and here there is a sandwich of cholov. And then there is a sefer that is mafsik. So then it's not kein tvisachas, it doesn't look like one bundle. But if there is no hefsek, so then it looks like one bundle. So it's awesome. So according to Tesis, first pshat, kein tvisachas means without a mafsik, without a mechitzi, without a mafsik. So, and vim yeish dobo mafsik, we have a kein tvisachas. Gehit mit sechs am Isoi. Die vier Eker mit Schmuel, der Babli macht Pulis. Da man kann mit Wissen Achas, kann mit Schnee Wissen. Der Eker Dome, ich gehe nie, ich gehe mit Bein und Bein. Und wie ich auch mehr gemacht schon, die ich sehe, ich und Bosa, wie sehe ich und Wino, auf Schuchen Echot, man nicht im Lechem, wo ich kann kommen, ich schon kehle, mit Hafsig und Tai, wo ich in der Mappa Acheres, da habe ich kein Schnee Wissen. So the first Pshat in Tesves, kein Wissen Achas, means there is no Hefzik. And Shteit Vises means there is a Hefzik. So that's the mokia, that even if they are makirim, they are friends, but if they put up something that looks like a mechitze, a hefsek, so then So then it is mutter. But then there is a rapshat. V'yesh miforshim do yosu el b'tvis achas ki leima sheheim v'yitzo achas ki gei achim shekonu esri b'tvis asabayis v'yesh nechim upo b'tvis achas al gedai toch mali b'yitzo achas u mali b'shto yitzo eis im akirin zeze im akirin zeze. In other words, so it refers to the Gemara. So in other words, what does b'tvis achas means? One estate, one account. That's called Tvisas Abayis. In other words, when the father dies and he leaves many children, and before the Yerusha is divided among the various children, so there is one estate, there is one common account. So that's Tvisas. Not Tvisas in the sense of one bundle, but one estate, one account. So the Gemara says, Tvis achas al gedai toch, you mean that it's osea only when it's one account, one estate, in other words, children who still did not distribute, divide their Yerusha among them. So then, if they are children, so they are makirin zeh, so it doesn't make any difference whether they use one account or even they use separate accounts. So poich tvis achas al gedai toch mali mitzoy achas mali bishtoy mitzoyis im makirin zeze um mishame kein tvis achas the heinische makirin zeze. So in other words, so it's mashma from this lashon of teis ves according to the second pshat. So what does it mean kein tvis achas? Kein tvis achas means makirin zeze. Now naturally, when children have one account, so then they are makirin zeh, and then they are friendly with each other. If brothers don't get along, so then they will not have one account. So kein tvis achas means makirin zeh. So according to that pshat, this whole aloha, that even if makirin zeh, so it's muter for two people who are friends with each other, that one should eat bosor and one cholov, as long as they use, as they put a heker on the table and mechitze between one and the other, that doesn't exist, because that mokeyon is only exists, that mokeyon gemore exists according to the first washing in Israel, but according to the second washing in Israel, all the gemore mentions is makirin. There is one difference whether it's makirin. The criterion is whether makirin or not makirin. If makirin zeh. So then it's also to eat the possible is a cholov. Hey, makirin, it's muta. And that even makirin, if you make a hefsek, so it's muta. Such a mokya there isn't in the Gemara. Alright, now. So this is what the Torah says. Avlach senoik. So first it says, Vihosho saval ismala shulchon, dafte vishneon makirin ze ze. Vihosho sarafim makbidim ze al ze. אבלך זה לא אם שמכירים זה, זה מותר. ואפילו המכירים אם עושו שמכר, כי שכל אחד יכלה אומר פשולי, או יפילו איך ונאומר פחס, ונאסנים פס להכיר, מותר. That's the first, that's in accordance with the first version of the Yom Shabbat Mitzvahs. Now then the Yishim is in accordance with the second version of the Mitzvahs. ויישם לי שיש להם מצרחס, שאין להם היתר, על די הקר, שאיסים בני, that if they have one account, so then there is no heter al the heker sheisim b'neihem. Now, alright. Now let's see the mechaber, the drama. Afu psachayu b'yim fosol al eisi al shulchon sheikul olov vino shal yobi leichlom yachar avu b'shulchon sheseidu olov atav shir mutalit eze b'tzadzek. In other words, sometimes you use a table to eat on it. And sometimes you use, especially if you have many guests, so you set aside one table not to eat, but to be Saturday. So when is it osea to put it on the table and eat? Mashaykin on the table and Saturday osea. And then from the table you'll have to serve at another table to eat. So that's not osea. On the table or on Saturday, it's not osea. Because that is not conducive to achila of Basabachon. We hodi osea alisa ashulchon dafte b'shnei yodot. בשני אודם, המכירים זה זה, אפילו אם מקפידים זה על זה. אבל החסנויים, שמכירים זה זה, מותר. But if they are achsenoi, shei makirim ze ze, so is mud. Now he says, hodo osor alizeh al shulchon davke bishnei odom hamakirim ze ze, afilu hei makpidim ze ze. So it seems to be the more precious, but it's not. This deal, there is a chiddush in this deal of the mechaber. Now the mashal is chilek on that chiddush. I mean, there is one chiddush over and above what is mentioned in the Gemara explicitly, because even though the Gemara said, "Omale Rav Yehima b'Shalmi l'avaye shnei achim makpidim zal zemahu," omale yimru kol asfigin asurin s'kibayis mitor. So what is it? So it's a Gemara Mefureshes. The two brothers who are makpid zal ze. Two brothers who are makpid zal ze. So then it's also. Why? Because yimru kol asfigin asurin s'kibayis. That's a moshla. I mean, it's in other words, that has reference to lishas, the lisha of nise for Pesach. In other words, so in other words, that we are not allowed to be losh and nise for Pesach in such a way that it involves extra time. In other words, let's say to make a design. To make a design, to make certain tziyurim more easiest on the mat, when you are lost, you're not allowed. Even though that might take 1 minute, not 80 minutes, and it doesn't become chometz in less than 80 minutes, but lechatchila you're not allowed to let the dough stay idle even for a moment. Lechatchila. The emet, if it stayed idle for less than 80 minutes, it doesn't become osa. But lechatchila you're not allowed to let it stay idle even for 1 moment. Now, if the mixer will stop, you know, making a design, you know, lighter than easiest on the dough, so maybe that will involve a certain time, a waste of time. So it's awesome. But Baisus had a certain kind of mold, and he was able to make a design without wasting any time. So still it is awesome. Why? Because Baisus was the only one who was able to do it. But the others not. So Yimru kol asrikin asurin, usrikin Baisus mutorin. In other words, it's like proof. So that is used as emotion. In other words, here too it's used as emotion. Even though in the specific situation it should be mutar. Because after all, they are two brothers, they certainly know each other. But they don't get along. So merely in the specific situation it's not conducive to achille of basa b'cholom. But the observer will not know that. So mele, it is osar anyway. So one could say that this is only osar in connection with two brothers. Because after all, everyone expects two brothers to get along. So mele, even though the mitzias is that these two brothers don't get along, but yimu klasik nasun tzrigabayis mutor. Masheim kei. Not two brothers, two individuals who are unrelated to each other, but they know each other. They know each other for years, but they are makpid. Maybe they are. We do not say the plug. So the mechaber tells us a big chiddush. Hod hotzal aleisel ashulchon davke b'shnei bnei odom hamakirin ze ze. Afilu hei makpidim ze ze. But as long as makirin ze ze, they are long. I mean acquaintances. So even though they are makpid, it's awesome. So the marshal is chelik on it, and he says, when do we say that if makpid, even though it's makpid itself, it's still osir because of yemrus kolas speaking asurim tzikibayis mitolin only by two brothers? Because it wouldn't occur to anybody, to any observer's imagination, that the two brothers don't get along. Mashein kein, if they are unrelated to each other. So then they will not say it's muter for two real friends. They'll realize that even though they are acquaintances, but apparently they don't get along. It doesn't occur to the imagination of a person that two brothers don't get along, but that two acquaintances should not get along. That is a common phenomenon. This is what the Mashal says. But the Mechaber is chelik. So he says the same thing applies to acquaintances also. As long as they are acquainted with each other, as people know that they are acquainted with each other, even though they happen to have a bad relationship with each other, so it's still us. Alright. Makir ze afilim makfidim ze al ze. Avlach ze noim, she makfidim ze ze, muta. Vafilu amakirin, mosu shum hekeh, that's כדי שכל אחד יחל על מפה שלהי, אפילו יחל עם המפה החרס, וניסטים ביניהם פס לכאלה מותה. Now this din is not true according to the second pshat in Teisves, of the king Tvisa Achas, but in Mechabat, the Shechonoh doesn't pass like the second Lashon Teisves. Now the Shechonoh passes like the first Lashon Teisves. Now the Ramos says, ודווקא שנאכל נא פס עמודה בניהם להקר. So then it can serve as a hekeh, but if the thing that is used as a hekeh is itself going to be eaten, what kind of a hekeh is it? Avol in the yichlim imenu have a hekeh, the blab alchem, ha pasha yichlim imenu munach lashuch. Avol in nosnu b'neim kli, shesheisim imenu, uvelab alchem darki liyis al hashulchon, have a hekeh, avol pi shesheisim in akli. Vikoshki in nosnu shomeneiro, bishol dvorim, shal hashulchon, de have a hekeh. ויהיו זירים שלו עם משתיס מכלי אחד, משום שהמחל נדבק בכלי. So one will put on the kale the grease of meat, and the other one will put on the kale the grease of cholov, and then somebody will take another grain, and so then that other grain will already have, will be commingled with some grease of meat. So maybe it's us. וכל שכי שלו יאכלו עם פסח, וכן יגיד מיחד כלי של מלך, Now we have to have a separate soul chicken. Klisha melech l'chol echol mivne atzmi. Gili, pomim teimim mi melech, v'nisharu shiyuri ma'achol mi melech. Now let's see the tats. Shol yomi lo echol. What is
it?
What is it?
Those are the plates for salt when you metabol into the plate. Nowadays, salt chicken you're not metabol into it. A salt chicken, you don't dip into it. Don't dip it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you use the salt shaker. So your hands, if you eat meat, if you are engaged in the eating of meat, so your hands are contaminated with grease of meat, and then you touch the salt shaker. So that grease is transferred to the top of the salt shaker. Then another one who uses milk, so his hands are contaminated with milk. So melee. So it's the same. It's the same possibility. All right. Now let us. The other bidir sheichon yacha. Namen like Yisa the Reise, Shein, so, Shein Yisa, when Namen the Rishon Yacha, Vinitzo da Alexeiro Yisere, Vigmoga Amrinon, Vichai Gavne, Gazrinon Zero Yisere. I mean that the Russian of the Taz is a little strange. The Gemara doesn't say that the Gavi was a Cholo for Yagizir, so I mean the Primigodim was disturbed by this lotion of the Taz, because it's the Gemara's kasha, zero and zero. That's the Gemara's kasha, zero and zero. So the Gemara is Shmamino Psarim that put down and down. Shmamino Psarim the whole of the Raisin is a matter of the Rabbon. Achil put the Xere, Panam Dixer, a lawyer, Trachle, who did not tame it, who has been on zero and zero, did none, Halas Hutzlorets, Nehelles, Imazor, Alashulchon, Vinitennis of Hokin, she did not say. So then the Gemara says, Bishlei miyashu nechalas chutz lorez, be'ergaz nikilin miksam shul chalas orez, de'aitse l'gazgul nikil mishmani, elo chutz lorez mishin gilekil mizahu, abu hoche, ishores li lasuke ifu gvino, ose lasuke poso gvino, u'mechal, poso b'chol of de'aitse, poso b'chol of de'aitse. So the Gemara says, even if you'll be malet, Psalm Becholov, it's still not involved in the Raise, because only the Bishop's Beyoz, the Gemara says no. He can be Malay acclamation of Psalm Behemo Becholov. So that was the Gemara is saying it's not that we are Gezer Zer Lezer. It's not that we are Gezer Zer Lezer. But here it's one Zer. The Lotion of the Taz is difficult because he says, the Gemara Amrinon the Chaygavne Gazrinon Zer Lezer. It's not that. Now, let's see the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says in the Testament of Macholas Asures, Haloch Echor, Oso Mehalei So Oifi Magvino, Oifi Magvino, Ala Shulchon Shu Eichlolo, Gzeiro Mishum Hergel Aveiro, Shemo Yichol Ze Ze, Afal Pisho, Oif Bicholo, Osam Dibese. Osam Dibese. Now, so, the Rosh Rambam is also a little bit difficult, because from Rosh Rambam it's mashma that here is an exception. Even though the usual rule is we are not gezak zeh zeh, mimele it should be muter to be male psarei with cholov on the table, because even if we'll eat, so even if we'll eat, I mean this psarei in a hot state together with cholov, they are bishul, so it's still not be even is a raise, but here it's an exception. Here the Chachomim or Gezer Zeru Zeru, that's how it's mashma. But the Gemara says no, the reason is not because of Zeru Zeru. So we have to say that the Pshat in the Rambam is. So he says, Afal Pisho Eiv Bechol Vosam Dim Sefri. So here the Chachomim were Machmir, they made the Zeru. True, it's not Zeru Zeru. Why? Because of the possibility. Of the possibility that if we allow him to be male, psarim b'cholov, so then, but not psarim cholov, to be male, psarim and cholov on the same table, even for two different individuals, so in the long run, it can lead to a situation where one person will be male, a clerician of psarim b'cholov. In the long run, but it will not lead directly to that result, to that contingency, indirectly. So in other words, so maybe we could, if the Chachomim had not been disposed to be very stringent in regard to the Yisra of Basav Echolov, then they wouldn't ask it, because true, there is a possibility, but it will not lead directly to that contingency. It will lead to that contingency through certain intermediary stage. In other words, first, the first stage, if we allow him to be male, bosor, and chol of two individuals, so then the next step will be that the same individual will be male, psarei b'chol. Then the second step will be that the same individual will be male, not psarei b'cholov, but psarei b'cholov. So this is what the Gemara means. But the Gemara doesn't mean that allowing psarei and cholov by two individuals at the same table will immediately lead to this contingency. That not. It will indirectly lead. So mele, but even that means that the Chachomim were more stringent in regard to psarei b'cholov than in other Yisroel. That's how this is why the Rambam says also it's afal pishoi b'cholo k'zeiro mishum hergo aveiro shema yechol zeim ze afal pishoi b'cholo also b'cholo. And this is the pshat in the Taz, when the Taz says amrinan b'chaydam n'gazrinan zeir l'gzeire, it's true that it's not zeir l'gzeire, but since the Chachomim here showed a special stringency and the war gaze here, because it will lead in two steps, it might lead. So mele, it can be called Zeru Zeru, but I believe it's not considered Zeru Zeru. Alright. Afilu im akpidim zelze. Marshal b'firiko aboso simen memgimu kosov al zeh v'loim yir do yise b'gmoi אמר רבי יאיר בעל הבית, אחים ומקפידים זה על זה מהו, ופושט לידוסה, ולבואים למשור מי אודם מכיר זה זה, ומקפידים, אלו שבא מנו דווקא אחים שמקפידים, אבל לשור מי אודם נשייך מקפידים ומקפידים, ולא שמכירים משמע שיהבים זה זה, ולא יקפודם, וירחיים סימן כופון גימו ניזה לזה, וכוס אפים הוא מכיר עם זה זה, או יבייז אחים אפילו מקפידים זה זה, עושה, עד כמה שם. So now is the Mashal assumes that the Mechaber was Chizek, in other words, that in Yerachayim, when he passed on the din, so he agreed with him, that this din of the Gemara, this din that the Gemara mentions in connection with Shnei Bnei Achim, Hamakpidim Zelze, only is limited only to Achim, because an Achim, so it will not occur. It's not likely to occur to anybody's imagination that the two Achim don't get along. Don't get along. So maybe we say classically, as soon as Gemara is talking, Mashenkei, unrelated individuals, even though everybody knows that they are acquaintances for a long time, so if they know in their hearts that they don't get along, they are not with each other, so then they are allowed to eat Zembos of Zachol. Because there is no Magasayim here, because people will understand. This is what Lashon says. Agree with the mashal because when the Mechaber Chaim says Afilu Makpidim Zeh Zeh Oseh, so the expression Afilu Makpidim doesn't modify only the less preceding expression Beizachi. It occupies the other expression also. Makpidim Zeh Zeh or Beizachi Afilu Makpidim Zeh Zeh. Bein respect to Makpidim Zeh Zeh and bein respect to Beizachi. All right, but this is mashal. ובדיבר משאו בשני מאוד המכירים זה זה הכל מלאבי אלא עד הרי מקפידים הוא טוב ולא יגיר לה נזדה איתי דו בשני אחים מקפידים הוא גם כן אסור אלא עתה בגמורי אלא משום לא יקלו רבון לא עושה מטעם של יהיה מוקר הספיק הסורים אם כי נוכנם בשאר המכירים זה זה אמרו לו יקלו אם כי מה שקוס והטור בערך חיים זה יצנת את הטור הוא עשכי זה אפילו מקפידים כל יגם הרי שאין דוס נדמד את היום לידי the last preceding expression but the previous the previous expression too. The Heine Makirin Zeh Zeh, who he dvor of Kam Vizebo. V'nei Stim V'nei Em Pas Lek. V'tur Siyem V'yesheni Shein Yesh Lehem Yitzo Yachas Shein Lehem Heter Al Beheker Sheisi V'nei Em. Lo Yim Yisrave. Now, the two, when he mentions the second version, it is this. So there was an ambiguity in the two's version. V'yesheni Shein Yesh Lehem Yitzo Yachas Shein Lehem Heter Al Beheker Sheisi V'nei Em. So that has an ambiguity. In other words, one could make a mistake and understand the two in the sense that the two individuals have happened to have one account, so then they're not allowed to eat by virtue of the fact that they said I pay hefse. But if they have two accounts, so in other words, if they have two accounts, so then they must have a mechit. That's how one could misinterpret the two. But this is not what the two means. The two doesn't mean that a heker is necessary and effective. A heker is effective only in the case where the two individuals, the one who eats basar and the one who eats cholov, have two accounts. Then a heker is effective. But a heker is necessary. Mashenkin, they have one account, so then the heker isn't effective. No, that's not what the Torah means. The Yeshemim, the Torah mean that heker has no significance whatsoever, because it's either or. If they have one account, so then the heker is not effective. And if they have two accounts, they don't know each other, so then a heker is not even necessary. So the Yeshemim doesn't mean, so we shouldn't make that mistake, that they call it the Yeshemim. So if they have two accounts, then we must resort to a hacker. And if they have one account, so a hacker is ineffective. No, what the Yeshiva mean is that the hacker is always irrelevant, ineffective. But if they have two accounts, in other words, if they're not marketing ZSA, so then it's muter without the hacker, and they have one account, so then it's also even with the hacker. This is what the Torah is. This is what the task is pointing out. We too see in Yeshiva and Shemishva and Tzoachas, שאם ההתר על דהקה שעשם להם, ומסחבים אם יש להם חולה אחד ליצור בן עצמי, שיהיה מותר על דהקה שעשם להם, ויופיע אין שאימן, שהוא כוסף שם מותר להם לוקסה וליצור, לא יכפס לו מהקה שעשים, יתעמו לו למעט בזה, אלא כוונו זה בהתר ההקה שעשים, שזוכה תחילו, לא ימחה למידה, אם יש להם ליצור אחס, וזה גיר מכיר, אבל אם יש להם שני ליצור, מותר, אפילו לא יקה, שעשים, כל שהם שאין אין עצמון מכיר את זה זה ולא כמו שהאל אומר לכל מדברתו בצורכים Now, so we have a unique pshat of the Taz in the second Lashon of the Torah The Shach doesn't explain it that way The Shach explains the second Lashon of the Torah which is the second Lashon in Tesis The Lashon of Tesis is ומשל כן פיצת כביסה דהיינו שמכיר את זה זה ופירוש זה הוא העין בכלל שימות על האחר על שום חווי אחות בשביל הפסק של מותיים So the Shach explains it and the Shach's explanation is in consonance with the plain meaning of the Lashon of Tesis In other words that one account, two accounts is of no importance It's of no importance But when the Gemara says כאי תביסה אחס Like one account, it means makir in zeze. So, in other words, so keit visachas means makir in zeze, that's all. But one account, two accounts, has no significance. Now let's say, according to the Shach's explanation of the Yeshemrim, of the second portion of Tesis, the Yeshemrim and the Toro, so let's say, two individuals, they live in a kibbutz, in Israel, there are many kibbutzim. Now, in a kibbutz, so it's everybody, has one account, I mean, just one account. So suppose, but even those who live in one kibbutz, it's also shaya. Sometimes you have two individuals living for years in one kibbutz, and they're not even matching, they never talk to each other. That's possible. Why is that possible? That the two individuals stay in one kibbutz, and they are a matching, one second, excuse me. I don't want to argue over that point whether that is possible or not. I mean, that's not important. So the Mele, according to the Shach's Pshat, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they have one account, they don't have one account. The only thing that is important is, are they acquaintances or they're not acquaintances? If they are acquaintances, so then, they can live on two separate accounts. But if they are acquaintances, so they are also. They are also. So, I mean, if they are acquaintances, they are also, even if they live on one account, if they are acquaintances. Even if they live on one account, and they are not acquainted, they are not there. They are not there, even if they live. If they are not acquainted, they are not there, even if they live on one account, if they are not acquaintances, even if they live in one kibbutz. So, this is according to the Shach. But look what the Taz says. Yofi ha-yishenim shu kosav shom, v'italye mitzel v'yitzoye, lo yich paslom v'heke ha-she-yisra, v'italmud eloi mayor, v'ze el-kabonose, v'yahete ha-heke ha-she-yisim shezocha ha-tchilo, lo imahane mide, אם יש להם ליצור יחס, וזה גיר מכיר, אבל אם יש להם שני ליצורים, מותר אפילו לא יקר. אפילו לא יקר. So in other words, if they have two separate accounts, so they are מותר אפילו לא יקר, שאין סיום, כל שאין הם עצמו מכירו. זה. So in other words, as long as long as they are not acquainted with each other, so then they are muter. They are muter even without the heker. If they have two insults, two accounts. The implication being that if they live on one account, let's say they live in one kibbutz, on one account, so then, even though they are not machiring zeze, but the fact that they have one insult, one account, so in mele, they are less. This is what the Taz says. But the Shach is correct. In other words, according to the Shach's explanation of the second Russian in Tezves, so it doesn't matter. One account, two accounts, the only criterion is whether they are acquainted with each other or not. But according to the Taz, so there are two criterions, two prerequisites. In order to be muter, so number one, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that they should not be acquainted with each other. And number two, they should not have one itzoy. But if they have one itzoy, if they live on a kibbutz, even though they're not acquainted with each other, they never talk to each other. But if they live on one itzoy, so then they are also to eat one chopos or no chopos. According to the Shach, they are mutter. That's the difference. All right. והשולחנו אוכפי סייטי פירוש הראשון של הטור, ואנחנו מכירים משתר על יקע שלך. וכל שינוי נוס משום נאירו, אני גם כיף במוקן שבלב אוכל, לא הויסו המנאירו עם מדשון. ואם לא יקן, הווה הקע, ובכל שולחן צריך המנאירו מי יש עם מדש על השולחן. וכוס הבידה כמי שבשביס על היתר, שצורך שתהי המנאירו. גובי הקצר, סינגרו יצא אדוראי, זה קצנת גובי הלא, let's say, suppose, one will eat basol and then the other side of the table, another person will eat will eat cholov and then they'll put a nickel or a dime between them. That's not the heker. It has to have gobei aktas. It doesn't mean gobei aktas has to be 3 tefachim high. There is no halacha of lomid here. It means something that is nikya. Let's say if you put a dime, a penny, a nickel, or a quarter, or even a dollar bill, that's not the heker. But if you put a thing like this, that can serve as a heker. That can serve as a heker. Something that is noticeable. All right, now the Shach. Av Nitzach HaYobei Oseh Balis Al Shulchan Sheyecholim. So, V'o Adin Ifre, V'ine Oso La'alis Al Shulchan Sheyecholim Psa'vim HaYobei. We push it, I mean, that's making a difference, quite possible. Oso La'alis Al Shulchan. V'nire Dachke Boso Oso La'alis Al Shulchan. Sheyecholim. O Ifre, Mishim Du Nihira Yinshe Minei, Mipnei Shekolechon Heta Bnei Atzmi. Avo Muta La'alis Psalmibelo ala shulchon sheichlo lo posak sheich. I mean, that's a very important thing. I mean, it's nigele mais. In other words, one could think that since for the same reason that it is osa, to eat one posak and one cholov on the same table, because of exele, maybe it should be osa for two individuals, let's say a Jew and a goy, to eat, let's say, two sandwiches, one kosher meat and the other one treifer meat. No, so that's not osa. Why? Because, what's the difference? Because treifer meat is also by itself. So in Mele, we don't have to be gazing that by allowing a Jew to eat on the same table, kosher meat, together with another person eating treifer meat, that he'll be nichsh. Why should he be nichsh? Mashem came, basar and cholov, so each item by itself is muter. So in Mele, there is a chash, there is a gzeire. Maybe you'll forget and you'll eat the two together. אבל מות על האורס פוס הנדה לא משהו שיחו פוס שירו וכי מובוי אבידי ואהרן ובסי יוסף בסי מצד יזיין מי הוא ממה שקוס הפרוש בפירוש של נדורי סייב דף ממחלה תאבי עמוד העמוי מחבי אלה ניחו ממה לשוחו ויזה משאירי בו יחשינו את שמניח לימי דחים שמדירה עם מסתום הסייב עם זה תווי מבי סחסנוי מוליך מן הרשוחו נאחות זה פוס הזה כדימה So the Rosh in Dori explains this thing that This thing that Amur Amur Mechaveir, so in other words, if Shimon is Amur Amur Yifam Rubim, he's not allowed to have Amur Yifam Rubim. So the Aloch is that Eichlim, that's what Gemara says, Nidor. Eichlim Yal Shulchan Echot, they can both eat on the same table. Now the question is, why shouldn't we be gazing? Maybe he'll eat from the food. Maybe Shimon will eat from the food of Ruvim. So that's the Rosh Kashi. So the Rosh says, the Chiddush in Diru, he's done the same in Zeze Tvei. We pay Zach Zanoi. So in other words, if Reuven was a mother of Shimon, he shouldn't have a noy, that means that he doesn't get along with Shimon. Otherwise, why should he make such an edda that children shouldn't have a noy from him? So Memele, so it's the same thing like with Bosom and Cholo. But the question is, according to the Ran, I mean, what the Shach says, that Mutal HaHalei is Bosom and Beilal HaShul Choshei Cholo Bosom Ksheir. It's a Ksheir. So, that's a Ran. So, why is this distinguishable from Boso and Cholo? Because Boso is Muta by itself, and Cholo is Muta by itself. That's why we have to be Geizer. Mashenki is something that is also by itself, so we don't have to be Geizer. So mainly by Muta Ramoye, so that is also by itself. It's not together with something else. So that should have the same thing like Nivele and Cheo. Cheo. So why does, so even if the mother and the Muta do get along. Suppose we have, according to the Rosh, so when does the Gemara say that the Muter is allowed to eat at the same table with the Madir in the usual situation? Stam, they are same things. Otherwise, he wouldn't make such a letter. But suppose we know that the situation is such that they like each other, they love each other, and still he made such a letter, for whatever reason. Yes. So then in Chaname, he would be also to eat on the same table. But according to the longness of the Ram, even in such a case, he should be allowed to eat on the same table. Because here there is no chshoshe, so even if they are makirim zeze, they should be allowed to eat and say. I say, umivim b'shas mekam tzim nadeshu. Mash madafim b'shoy yisurim am dinochem. V'yish leima dindorim kim shino osa elo mitzad nitrei choshim kim osa b'cholo. Shekore achot heta b'vnei atzme. Avo b'shoy yisurim yish leima dimeidoro. In other words, so he says, very reasonable that. It's not that the Ram distinguishes between something that is muta by itself and something that is osa by itself on the basis of an intrinsic merit in something that is muta by itself. So then muta ranoye should have the same thing like nivele and cheo. But the reason as to why something that is muta by itself is muta, because when something is muta by itself, so a person is likely to forget something that is also by itself, nivele. So he's on guard. Because he knows, I mean, he's impressed with the seriousness of the himself, nivele. So how can he forget? It's unlikely. Mashenki is something that is muta by itself. So he's not so alert. He's not alerted to watch out against the mixture. He's not so alerted. So Mele, vis-a-vis Mater and Mudea, in view of the fact that the Mudea would not be osea in this bread, per se, but only because the Mater happened to asa the annoy of the Mudea. So Mele, he's equally not alerted to the danger of eating the Mater's food. So he said, אבל בשעור יסורים ויש לבד דורם כי בשינור שלו מצד מיטרי חושב לבוס הבחור שלא יכול לתת בני עצמי אבל בשעור יסורים יש לבד מיד הראש ויהוד יקוס הפרש בו בצ'ורי ומביא בלס יוסף די מתכחוב עם הבוא עם מוכן מצל בביס ישראל או שלו להורים זה אימי על השולחון ופוס הקח בשולחון אורך שום נראה די הוסו משום חומרה די חומץ שאני די חימן די חומץ במשהו רוחי כושר ומסערי ופירו רחות משאולים וכחובים משאול ישראל ומשיקוס ברש כושר תדע לו אפילו בהפסק מה פה כל עושה עושה אוכי מדברי הורחיים שאין לי הבסיוס אפסוי איזה קשה so why do we answer on the same table for Israel to eat on the same table on Pesach the matzah with the goy who eats chometz after all there the chometz on Pesach the chometz itself is osea so as a matter of fact the Shach could have given in very simple terms. He could have said, just as Ligabe Muda. So we say that it's considered like something that is Muda by itself. Why? Because it's only Osa by itself because of the Neder. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Osa. So the Mele is not so alerted, and he might forget. So he could say Ligabe Chometz too. Of course, Chometz with Pesach is Osa by itself. It's a Nisachomu, it's a Nisachores. It's more of Nisachamor, let's say, than Nevele. But there is one difference. Nevele is always Osir, every minute of the year. Masha'in Kechomel Pesach is only Osir 8 days a year, and the other days, it's not Osir. So Nevele, the person is not so impressed with that Isir. Because Nevele, in regard to Nevele, even though it's relatively a Nisachar, compared with Chomet Pesach. But the Nevele is also all the time. So the Nevele, it's an Ismail, Masha'inke, Chomet Pesach. So every day, it's certainly not an Ismail to be aware of Chomet. So the Nevele, because of the habit, so he's not so alerted, and he's not so impressed because of his habitual practice of eating every day, several times a day, eating chomets. So Mele is not so impressed with the fear of violating the Tisa. He could have given the Teretz, but he doesn't give the Teretz. And why doesn't he give the Teretz? Because we see that over there, there is one stringency over and above the stringency of Posol and Cholov. Because by Bosor and Cholov, if it's a separate tablecloth, so that's like a Hekel, it's Mutar. By Chomet, Matzah and Chomet with the Goy, even if you have a separate tablecloth, so it's Osir. So we see that there is something peculiar about it. That's the reason as to why the Shach doesn't give the same kind of Teretz in connection with Chomet and Pesach as he gives in connection with Matzah and Chomet. So he gives another Teretz. Neither the Osir Mishim Chumra, the Chomet Shami, the Chomet and Mashu, רוחקו של ישראל פירחם של מלחום בשל ישראל כמו שכוסה שמי סברה שפה in other words, so he's assuming that in other words that the fact that the whole year a person is accustomed to eat chomet that does not diminish his bewareness and his alertness and Pesach against the Yisrael of chomet. So why is it also there? So there it's also for a different reason. Because Chomet Pesach, the Chachomim were more machmir. Why were they more machmir? Because true, when a person is alerted, so then he can keep away from eating the Dovros of the Vele. But it's very difficult to keep away from even one little tiny crumb of Chomet. But another assuming, so one little tiny crumb doesn't matter, it becomes both. Mashiach in here, so it's very difficult to make sure that not even one little tiny crumb should not become mixed up with his matzah. Alright. So he says, there is a special chumre. So why does he say teida? In other words, he wants, herein he implies his reason as to why he doesn't give in connection with Chomet Pesach the same teretz that he gave in connection with Matzah. Says Teida, da fil heftig ma because also. Och in die wir kein Kinder des Jahres ist schon. Wir machen noch der Kinder. Sie können sich selbst wissen. Im Reden mit Gott mehr gekommen ist es Israel. Mutter, va fil al shul khon Israel kol va dor hat ja. Diese Matze diese Khomet. Du mir die schnächste neu und mit hier mit Teil mit die schnächste neu da ke. Mir glauben es viele da fil doch schon was mit der Arzt nei. Also war alles sind la schuf. A schuf. But you don't have to say that this is so. In other words, this shite that Mrs. Yosef mentions, holds that Chomet Pesach is analogous to Bosor and Cholov, because over there too, it is to be considered like something that is Mutar b'fnei atzmei, because even though it's also b'fnei atzmei on 8 days a year, but it's Mutar b'fnei atzmei all the other days a year. So he says, so it doesn't mean that this shite Oches Chaim is Chelik Adara. It doesn't have to be Chelik Adara. But the Shach assumes that he's Chelik Adara. Umikol Mokin Divara Nir, Vechim Mashmu Yisko Aposki, Shloi Kos V'Yisrael Ze Elu Kan Kosam Chol. Gam Nir Ali Oches Chaim Eidu Eze, El Nishan Oson. So, Dal Alechem Yichi Odom, V'Rogil Be'iko Asholo. So he doesn't say, you see that the Shach doesn't consider Chomet V'Pesach like something that is Mutar B'Pnei Atzmei. Because since on Pesach it's also b'fnei atzmei, so it cannot be considered as something that is mutar b'fnei atzmei just because the other days of the year it is also b'fnei atzmei. But he says the chayim is made the shanos v'dalechem yichyod v'rogu b'kol hashonah we were dealing in Shemini. In other words, there is a distinction between lechem and alevins. Not that chometz b'pesach is considered like an item that is mutar b'natzmi because of etc. All the days of the year, but because our lechem d'chiyot, we were dealing with chaydam because of a rosh b'firik imamini. So you have to be more stringent in regard to pass. So there is a chumrah for that shach. Let's say, for a Jew to eat on the same table with the goy, he'll eat, let's say, kosher meat, and the goy will eat nivele, will eat chazer, will eat chayfe, that's all right. But let's say the goy has bread that was mixed in lard. And the Jew has bread that was mixed in vegetable shortening, so that will be more common. So according to the Shach, a Jew will not allow to eat bread, I mean, it doesn't make any difference, vegetable shortening, let's say no shortening altogether. So a Jew will not be allowed to eat bread on the same table with the goy who uses non-kosher bread. Because since al alechem yichyo odom, so we are more stringent. That's a big chiddush. But this is what the Shach says. He says, v'chayagavne, because of HaRosh b'Firik Imamini, that bishol yichom in the past, so lechav trok et vei, mishim al alechem yichyo odom, u'mevi b'shios v'kamu v'isim in kubid alem, teida adar kol chof, ha'aram kubde midi b'lechem, It's in two different cases, but in Chaname. So from that Gemara it appears. Suppose he has chalas chutz loretz, but he imported the chalas chutz loretz into Eretz Yisrael. That's possible. So that chalas chutz loretz, he will not be allowed to bring on the same table with pas. That's how it appears from the Gemara. The only reason is why it's mutar to be malay in chutz loretz. Chalas chutz loretz on the same table with other pass is because it's not conducive to the achille of chalas Eretz Yisrael. Because how can this, he's a chutz loretz now, how can that conduce achilas chalas Eretz Yisrael? But suppose he just arrived in Eretz Yisrael and he brought with him chalas chutz loretz, the challah that he was mafkis from chutz loretz, and he wants to put it on the table without a pass, then it is conducive. Then he will not be allowed in Eretz Yisrael to be malay on the table. A chalas chutz loretz, together with other pass. Got a pass. But the chalas chutz loretz is also with the atzmei. So it's a raya that vis-a-vis pass, there is a special stringency. That's what he says. But this is not much. Elevada in the lechem shayach b'mikzatei. Ufizeh also le'aleis lechem shel iser ala shulchan kiderech she'osa mibasim cholom. But this part of the shach is not muchach, because we can say in regard to the chalas chutz loretz that too is to be treated like something that is mutar b'fnei atzmei. True, this specific piece of pas which we know is chale, which will mafkis is chale, is also b'fnei atzmei. But after all, it looks like every other piece of pas that is mutar b'fnei atzmei. So mainly it's shayach to say that he's not so impressed, he's not sufficiently impressed of being on guard against eating it. All right, but this is what the shayach says. ושני בני אדם המכירים זה זה שמתבייסים זה מזה ויהיה כל אחד מחברים אפילו הם מקפידים כן כוסו הטור, כן כוסו ביומוס וזה דעס אחרים ודורי כי משל שום שמעתם בשני בני אדם שאין אחים אפילו מקפידים זה מכירים זה על זה עם מקפידים ואפילו המכירים עם מוסו שום הכר זהו ישנה טור ויהיה שני בני אדם שאין יש לו מצוא אחס שאין להם הכר על די הכר שאין סימניה הוא מוכח מלבטיס את בראש למשוח מחרם, יש לי ליצור יחס עולם דווקא, מנוע ציצי וואלה, there's no significance. אלא הוא עושה מסיע, מין is not like the past. אלא הוא רוצה לבא, ומכיר עם זה זה, וחושב להם כי יש להם ליצור יחס. הוא פה מכסבו הראשון. So in other words, so according to the Shach, the second question he takes is, doesn't even recognize any criterion other than Makir. But according to the Taz explanation, the second question he takes is, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that they should, in order to be Mutar, so they should not know each other. They should be total strangers, not know each other. And another prerequisite is that they should not eat from one account. In other words, according to the Taz, so if you have Reuben and Shimon living in kibbutz from one account, and even though Reuben and Shimon never talk to each other, so they're not allowed to eat one bosor and one chum. According to the Shach, they are allowed. Right. Subsequent to finding you, you are Habakam, Mashmalak, Relation, Mitzvah, Achas, Le'an, Heke, Bechim, Namun, because they pass in, like the first motion in Tezvis, not like the second motion in Tezvis. Bechim, Mashma, Midivri Apostle, Bechim, Nosaka, Tesiyo, Bech Yosef, Bechim, Mashma, Teres, Chatos, Bechim, Posek, Mashal, Yachem, so that words, so that's like a Shibes Yochim. The second motion in Tezvis is like a Shibes Yochim, and I mean, we don't have to be Chim Shishma. Kli Shishim in there. ויפח פוסק ממשיסים ממנו להבה הקר, אף על פי שנאר כמיס על השופע. בדיבר אבס יוסף הרב איקר. מנוסו שם מנירו, היינה כי שנאר כו בלי שום, כמיי, הוא חייגן. אבו נאר כו מיס בלילו, במו כמזה, לא יבה הקר. In other words, a safer could be used as a hacker only if it's not the דרך of that safer to be on the table. So now we put it on the table when one needs person and one needs hollow, so it's hacker. But if it is the דרך, of that sefer to be on the table all the time, so then it's not heck. משום שמחנו לכבי, ואילו כך במשתי שולחון עצמא, במשני יחסנויים, עושה, וכן כוסם יש לה היתר, הלאו לבדים בדם. Now, I don't think we're able to go over סימן ביטס, but I forgot to tell you to go over, I think I told you, to go over the Gemore from the Mishnah, Taf Kuvdim on the base, and then in Kuvdalet, up to the second Mishnah, up to the Mishnah, Taf Kuvdalet on the base, and then I asked you to go over the Gemore from Taf Kuvdalet on the base, up to Mayim Achreim, Mayim Hashem Mitzvah, Achreim Chemo, and I also told you to go over the piece of Gemore and the Mishnah, that Kuv Zion on the base, till all the Bosor Vino, up to the Mishnah on top, Kuv Chesom Dalet. But I forgot to tell you to go over a small piece of Gemore, a few lines, and that Kuv Vov on the base. When the Gemore says, there on top, אמצעים רישוס, אומר רב נחמן, לא ישון הוא אבל בין תפשיר ותפשיר, אבל בין תפשיר ובינו חייבו, and the thesis. The thesis mentions the sheet of the Rashbam and the sheet of the Tav. Now, there is a Gemore that Kufay, we cannot start a sinan pites, but I just want to mention one fundamental machlekes l'shem, in connection with the Gemore that Kufay lo medalim. So the Gemara says, Kufi, in the middle, Kufi Yom Dabin, Kufi, Omar Rav Chisda, Ocho Boso, Oso Lechon Gvino, Gvino Muta Lechon Boso. So if he ate meat, he's not allowed to eat Gvino. If he ate Gvino, he's allowed to eat Gvino. Omar Rav Achen, Rav Yisit, Rav Chisda, Boso Shemen Hashinai, Maru, is he allowed to eat Gvino if the Boso is still in the community? Call away Habosol Udenu Binshinei. So that means, even though a considerable interval had already elapsed from the time they ate the Bosol, and still, the Bosol was still among their teeth, and all their complaints emanated from the Bosol in their teeth. So in other words, it's Osel. Bosol Shemina Shinaim is Osel, even though a considerable interval had already elapsed from the time they did posol, as long as the posol is still in Hashanah. Oma maruk ve anol yom milse chale b'chamer. I'm like a chimed b'yayi, with Abiyam, relative to my father. Viu abo, my father, ki avochu b'Yisrael yitne, le avochu b'na b'mochu. My father was such a zoyer that if today he meet, he wouldn't eat the same day milk, no matter how many hours later, but only the next day. The next day he would eat milk. Viu ano, viu seduce uido achilne. So in other words, but I, so if I eat meat today, I'm not going to eat milk in the same meal, but in a different meal, in the same day, I'm going to. So anyway, so it appears that one is allowed to eat milk after he ate meat, if it's a different meal, but only in the same meal not. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis. What does it mean, a different meal? According to the Rambam is the Machmir. According to the Rambam, a different meal means if 6 hours elapse between the eating of the meat and the milk, so that's a different meal. Because for an average person, there is at least 6 hours intervening between one meal and another. Certain people like to eat every half hour, but an average person so will not eat within 6 hours from the last meal. So the male, according to the Rambam, Dil rabe ki avochu bisroim lavochu nad mocho, adashi. Dil ano biho seduse ud lachile. We seduse achite, if 6 hours intervene, that's the usual interval between one meal and another. Sorry, this is the Rambam's chicken. But Teisves is making. So that means that even a few minutes after I finished eating meat, but if I should clear the table and I bench, and then I wash and I eat another meal, so it's already Yisudah Acheres, I'm allowed to eat more. Okay. I mean, the remarkable thing about it is that the Mechaber, who usually pass things like the Rambam. Now, one second, please. I'm going to discuss that. I mean, you don't have to ask any shayles on that, because we'll go over next time the whole sinner in the thought. Now, the Mechaber says, Ochu boso, afiru shel chayobei, lo yeichu bina achu, ad she ishe, shei shoyz, vafiru im shor, kishi. So the Mechaber always passes like the Rambam, and here too he passes like the Rambam. The Mechaber doesn't deviate from his usual practice, he passes here like Mechaber too. Now there are more, so many times, so when the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, so he passes like the Rosh, like the Tur, I mean like Tesis. So here too, the Rambam, he relies on the Shita of Tesis. So it says, V'yeshenu, dein tzrichim lehamtin sheishoiz, rak miyad, im silek, im birek, birkes amozei, muter al v'ikinuach v'yadoch. Muter al v'ikinuach v'yadoch. So that word, so he mentions Tesis. Now, but all the Ashkenazi who follow the psak of the Ramor, and he told the Ramor, so he mentions a hunger of waiting 1 hour, but the Ramor doesn't even mention l'dine that he should wait 6 hours. So he's all makel, but still, I mean in Ashkenaz, when I say Ashkenaz, I don't mean German Jews. I mean German Jews dafke here are makel. But I mean Ashkenaz, we mean in a broad sense. All the Jews in Poland, in Lithuania, in Hungary, in Romania, I mean all the European Jews. So they are all machmir like the Shiva Saramba, even though generally they pass like the Ramon. But here, They don't rely on the Ramah. I mean, this is one of the few instances where the Jews who follow almost without exception the Ramah's Psak, but here they don't follow the Ramah's Psak. I mean, let's say in Poland or in Hungary or in Lithuania, if a Jew didn't wait 6 hours, it was considered like a goy. Even though there are more paskins that you don't have to wait 6 hours. But it was so, they were so machen. I mean, this is an exception to their general behavior pattern. I mean, they always rely on the Ramah. In regard to the rises, they rely on the Ramah. In regard to rises. But here, the Jews did not rely on the Psak of the Ramah. I mean, it's an unusual thing that most of those who rely on the Ramah in regard to all the rises, but in regard to this, they did not accept the Psak of the Ramah, and they accepted the Psak of the Ramah, that we have to wait 6 hours. All right, I mean, that's not important. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis as to whether we have to wait. What does it mean, Suda Acheres? Whether Suda Acheres means that he benched, or Suda Acheres means that he waited 6 hours. And then something else. I mean, when Tesis says, El afilu alter, im silika shulchon ubireich muter, deliplug rabon. So what does Tesis mean? That the benching, that makes it into another Suda. Of course the benching is important, because Tesis is not dealing with Jews who don't bench. I mean, where are there such Jews who don't bench? Tesis didn't even in his remotest imagination, Tesis didn't think of such Jews. So in other words, so what it means is that as long as Silika Shulchan, but in view of the fact that a Jew always benches, so maybe if he didn't bench, it means that the Shulchan was not clear yet, or I didn't bench. But suppose if he's that kind of a Jew who never benches, so then he'll be allowed, and it'll give him no heter to not to bench. But as far as this is concerned, so he'll be allowed him without benching. The benching is only descriptive of the Silika Shulchan, because if a Jew benches all the time, so if one day he didn't bench, that means he wasn't beside the Shulchan. Even though he took off the tablecloth, everything, he cleaned. But if he didn't bench, it means he wasn't beside the Shulchan. Because he always benches. But if he's that kind of a Jew who never benches, let's say he doesn't know how to bench. Let's say he's a good Jew, but he doesn't know how to bench. So then according to Tesis, he'll be allowed to eat challah as soon as he clears the table. I mean, without benching. The benching is only descriptive, is a raya. That the Silka Shulchan is not completed. So vis-a-vis a Jew who benches, so if he didn't bench, it's not considered Silka Shulchan. So that means that according to Tesis, it only depends upon the Silka Shulchan. So it's already another Sukkah. Now, that is one Machlekes. Then there is another Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, why do we have to wait 6 hours? Let's Rashi could agree with the Shimon Rambam that we have to wait 6 hours. Rashi doesn't say that the moment he's beside the Shulchan, so he's allowed to eat. So Rashi could agree with the Shimon Rambam. The Tzuda Acheres means the number of hours that usually intervenes between one meal and another meal. So, but why do we have to wait to the other Suda? So Rashi says, also lechol grin, mishum di poso meitzi shume, viu nidvak bipe umavir bitaymi, umavir bitaymi, because it is mamshich, poso, the tam poso is nimshach for a long time, for 6 hours it's nimshach, the tam poso. That's why the chachomim asked to eat cholo within 6 hours of the poso, because the tam of poso is continuous for approximately 6 hours. That's Rashi's. The Rambam gives another explanation. Wenn ich das mich mache, als Sures, halloche ich auf Ches. Misho, halbosa mit Chilo, beim Zabrim und beim Zarin, wo ich lach auf Cholov, hat sie hier bin ihm, kidei Shio Suda Acheres. Wie hu, kmo ich ein Schoiz. Mit ne habosa und schon bein Aschinayim, schen miso bitinuach. So in other words, so he says, the reason is why you have to wait 6 hours, not because the tam boso, less for 6 hours, but because the crumbs of boso remain between the teeth. Remain between the teeth. Shem yiso bekenuach. Alright. Now, so, of course, the Alach Kiminis, it's mentioned that we have to observe both chumas. Let's say, suppose he eats a meat meal and then he goes to a dentist and the dentist gives him a thorough cleaning. I mean, his thorough is, and that cleaning certainly, I mean, removes the boss of the Nishanayim as well as the automatic elapse of 6 hours. So according to the Rambam, he should not be all set. According to Rashi, there's nothing to do with the boss of the Nishanayim. Anyway, so, and there are many other lakimis. There are many other lakimis. Let's say, Leis Likinik. Suppose you feed a child, and but the child cannot bite, you know, big pieces. So the adult takes and chews it with his teeth, and then he doesn't swallow it. After chewing on it, without swallowing, so then he takes it out and he gives it to the kinnik to eat. So according to the Rambam, that's another thing. According to the Rambam, that it's because of Posa Shemina Shinaim, so whether he swallowed it or he didn't swallow it, what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. He chewed on it. He chewed on it. So in Mele, there is Posa Shemina Shinaim, according to Rashi, that it's because the town Posa